Hey guys, it's Allie Trillian, and this is the Pretty Banana Podcast. If you've ever mixed business with pleasure, but weren't pleased, well, you're in the right place. Here, I discuss my experiences with men, business, and overall interesting conversations and life lessons in between. So if you're down for the drive, enjoy the ride.
Hey guys, can I just say how much I love that I look rich online and how I don't want to know anyone's EBT food stamp balance, and I want you to keep posting how rich you are and how happy you are in these relationships and how natural your body is and how you didn't get surgery and how your life is so much better. Like, I am not on social media to hear in the arms of an angel every time I scroll. I know that there's real shit going on in the world, but I'm not God. I can't do nothing about it. And apparently neither can he, because damn. It's some stuff going on out here. So if you're gonna in the arms of an angel, every post, I can't. I don't know what is the fetishization of struggling and the trenches. That's not my fetish. And I grew up seeing drive-bys and hearing police sirens. And for some reason, I can only at most achieve low-key hood rat status. I can't fully be a product of my ratchet environment. Even as a kid, I could never fully adapt to that. And I grew up in low income housing, y'all. And I have this joke where, oh, I'm from, you know, Beverly Hills. I come from the suburbs. I don't identify with the hood. I say that to trigger people because I find it so funny. Like, first of all, who talks like that? So you're triggered. Second of all, get therapy. Third of all, like, sarcasm. Hello. Hello. It's me. Sarcasm. Look, I'm always gonna rub people the wrong way. I get in trouble daily, and I'm working on it. I have been told I need more empathy, and I think my lack of empathy comes from just the fuckery of my own real life and like the urge I have to turn into the Joker. And I've spoken about this before in other episodes, but yeah, bitch. Bessie and a Tessie. That's the vibe. Bessie and a Tessie. I don't care if it's a rental. I don't fucking care if it's a rental. I don't care if it's a screenshot of your friend's credit score. I don't care. Show us that 750, bitch. We don't want to see 350. We want to see 750. The fuck? Show us that fridge full of food, girl, from the food stamps. Yes! You better work, bitch. You better work. Okay? Like, ugh, I don't want no parts. I think people who want to see, like, oh, social media is so fake. People not living like that in real life. So what? So what? Why are you fetishizing trauma? Go play with your nipples to traumatic videos over there with Jeffrey Dahmer and the rest of the fuckeries. The little weird fucks. Go do that. I'm over here not playing with my nipples to Jeffrey Dahmer tragedies and enjoying life listening to Saweetie Icy Girl. Damn it. I don't want to know that there's negative $5 in your bank account. Because then you're going to need 40, the 35 overdraft, the $5 back, and then you're gonna need just a 5 to keep the shit open, but then they're gonna charge you 12 a month, so now you need more, and it's just too much math. I did not follow you because I like math. Do you fucking understand? I don't follow people on social media because they're Bill Nye the Science Guy or Bill Nye the Math Guy. I don't care. I don't want to know. Keep it on the low. I don't know why I'm feeling so musical all of a sudden. It's probably because life is a joke. As I sip my Red Bull. Red Bull and bullshit. That's what I like. I like Red Bull and your bullshit lies. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies. Tell me lies. I like it. Oh, I thought I was almost done. But yeah.
Ooh, excuse me.
So I just want to shout out to everybody in their Rolls Royces, in their Bentleys, at the dealership, who have their last month's rent in their account or in their hands in a photo. That's why I fuck with you. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Naysayers telling you to be real and really post your life. Stop it! Negative is negative. And it's giving. Why are you trying to put me in my place? It's giving. Hater. Let me just post your freaking credit score. Be a real friend. Be a real friend and let your friends post your shit. Stop it. I want to see what they're doing. I don't care if it's really you. Why do you need the spotlight? Why do people need you? It's jealousy. Why do they need the spotlight so bad? Just be a ghostwriter. Stop it. I do not follow people because they're crying. Shit, I know there's human traffickers out there. Fuck them. They'll get what's coming. Okay? So if you want to put that green screen background and show us your booty in Bali, bitch, then goddamn it, do it. Is enough serious shit going on? I might cry later. I might fucking cry later. And I'm gonna need you, bitch. I'm gonna need you and your booty and Bali pics. I'm going to look at them and wonder why I'm not there and be like, I'm glad she's there and I'm next. Is that so hard to ask? Is that so fucking hard to ask? Okay, good. So you keep thriving and shining. Keep smiling and keep shining. You can always count on me to like those pics. For sure. That's what friends are for. That's what social media friends are for. Okay? So I'm glad you thriving and shining out here. And like, share, subscribe, and I'll catch you in the next episode, bitch.